Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure to be part of your day, and thank you for being part of mine. My website is www.jbsba.com. And let me tell you about our guest this half hour. He's our old friend, Steve Martin. Steve is the president of Business Solutions and the author of an outstanding book called Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization. And he's a longtime original member, actually a founding member of our Brain Trust. He's our good friend, Steve. Welcome back.
Well, glad to be here, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back, as always. And folks, you've heard me talk about, whenever I've told you Steve is going to be coming up on the show, I've told you that he's our profit expert. He's the guy who helps us make sure that we wring every penny of profit out of every dollar of sales that we get, every dollar of gross profit we get. And he does that by helping us focus on some of the things that maybe you wouldn't focus on as much if we didn't talk about it, if we didn't mention it to you, because Steve's the expert at identifying all these little opportunities. And, Steve, that's a series that we've been working on, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Jim. In my book, Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization, I have an appendix with 55 items that I recommend that you take a look at. I think we're working on number 8 today.
That's right. Why don't you tell us what that is?
The item is simply retain your best employees with an effective annual evaluation system based on performance.
You know, Steve, earlier in the show, an hour ago or so, I was talking about some of the things that small business owners needed to be doing to get ready for 2004. Start it right now. Start today. Getting ready for 2004. And beyond, the very first thing that I recommended that they focus on was the human resources part of their business, the employees. And I pointed out that it's still a challenge, even with high unemployment, it's still a challenge for small business owners not to find people, but to find the right people. And once we find the right people, we gotta do what we have to do to hold on to them, don't we?
Absolutely, Jim. You're just so correct. You know, we came through the 90s when there was just a tremendous shortage of people. And I've talked to a lot of small businesses who hired just warm bodies just to have somebody filling a chair.
We didn't take applications. We took a pulse in the 90s.
That's about it.
Yeah.
And the problem is companies have hung on to people that they hired under those conditions, and their business conditions have changed, and maybe they have the wrong people in the jobs.
We're in a different market environment in 2003 than we were in 1999, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
I mean, you can't throw money. We don't have money to throw at things like we had it, like a lot of people had in 1999. As you know, I mean, there were a lot of companies that just said, "Look, just here's more money. I don't have time to fix this correctly." And we just threw money at it, and we wound up with a lot of problems. But now, in the last 3 years, Steve, as you know, we've had to manage our way out of all that, haven't we?
Absolutely, because we went through that period where it was negative growth, and certainly now it's slow to moderate growth, with an opportunity for some pretty good growth on the other side. If we look at what the economy is doing, the key is you have to have your people in tune, you know, tune up. Consider this an engine on your car. You can't have one cylinder that's misfiring.
Well,
it's going to drag down the other 6 or 7.
And what you're saying is true for any corporation, any company, but it is to the nth degree true for small businesses, because, Steve, as you know, we have too many hats. We'll always have too many hats and not enough heads to put them on.
That's exactly right.
Which means
that
if you're a small
organization, one person is going to influence the others, you know, the rest of the corporation to a greater extent than that you might see in a large corporation where you may have hundreds or thousands of people that dilute that back then. And I've seen companies sink just because of one sour apple.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Steve, you've worked for major corporations. I have, too. And you've worked with them for years. You've seen all these bad apples in the big corporations. And somehow they don't seem to – they create enough havoc, but they don't take the company down. But in a small business, as you say, the wrong person – one wrong person in a small business can literally, if not take it down, certainly impede their progress.
Absolutely. I worked with one small company. It was about 10 people.
Steve, hold that thought. I want you to tell that story on the other side of these messages. And we're also going to talk about some things you can do once you get the right people to make sure you keep them. That's a big deal because we need to be selling things and growing our business, not having to hire a bunch of folks because we couldn't keep them. 20 tails. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Kirk Chaffetz is going to be with us. He's going to help us think inside the box. After that, we've got Rick Pinion, who is one of our financial planning experts. And then we got Tom Sclafani. He's with the American Express. And they've conducted a survey of small businesses, and I wanted them to tell us about what they found, what their small business owners have told them about the future, and that's coming up in the show straight ahead. We're visiting with our good friend Steve Martin. He is the president of Business Solutions. He's the author of Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization. Steve, give us your website, please.
It's www.profitpro.us.
Profitpro.us. And, Steve, one of the things you're doing, I wanted you to tell the audience about, because there may be somebody out there interested in knowing more about this. If not doing business with you, what you're doing, because they may want to do something like this, you've actually created a system of improving your business that you want to license to other professionals, other consultants, don't you?
That's correct, Jim. I have the profit improvement process, and I was getting so many calls over the years from other consultants who wanted access to my methodologies that I'm currently licensing the material now. And I've set it up so that it doesn't cost the consultant anything. It's a straight royalty basis. And
wow.
I go in and train people on site with their customers. And
you mean it's not going to cost them $100,000 up front?
No, it certainly won't. In fact, they'll probably make money during the training.
Wow. Well, that's a heck of a deal. I like those win-win kind of deals.
Yeah, it's win-win-win because
it sure is.
The customer wins, the client wins, and so do I.
If somebody out there, if there's a consultant out there, somebody who would like to know more about this, how would they contact you besides on the website?
Well, certainly through the website, profitpro.us, or they can call me directly at 1-800-636-8082.
What about an email?
Martin@profitpro.us.
Okay. Check that out, folks, and we'll give that website out again a little bit later on and the email. Okay. Steve, you were telling us about a company that had 10 employees. Is that right?
Yeah, a small company, 10 employees, and it talks about the importance of doing annual reviews that really mean something for employees. One of the clerical staff had been there for umpteen years but was just having a terrible time, just a terrible attitude. And the net effect was that since most of the people in this small company had to interact with this gal on a regular basis, that a couple of them decided finally to leave. They were a couple of the more important people in this small company. They left because this woman was getting on their nerves. And the owner was beginning to lose sleep, and they were losing business and the whole nine yards.
Not only did they lose people, they were losing the people who didn't leave, weren't they?
That's exactly right, because performance went down substantially, and it really cost them an awful lot of money because they let this one bad apple stay in the organization.
And, you know, it's amazing to me how much time and energy and emotions are taken up among the other employees with this one issue. Why does the boss let her stay? Why does the boss defend her?
He had this sense of loyalty, Jim. And, you know, there is an old saying, be slow to hire and slower to fire.
Yeah.
And there's certainly an awful lot of wisdom in that, because loyalty is worth a tremendous amount these days, and it's a very strong value.
But at some point you got to realize that you're being loyal to one and you're being disloyal to nine.
And that's the point exactly, Jim. You just summarized it beautifully, because that's what you have to do. You have to look out for the greater good of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried some remedial training for this person, but they were just too far gone. And ultimately, the only solution was actually to let this person go.
Well, I said this an hour ago, and a half ago, Steve. I said, you got to replace, in getting ready for 2004, you got to replace non-performers who can't be redeemed. I'm not saying don't try to redeem them, but if they are unredeemable, you got to replace them with performers.
Yes, Jim. You're touching on an important point. You have to evaluate the person and the context and understand why they're not doing their job well. Maybe they don't have the right training. Maybe they don't have the right system.
It might be your
fault. Maybe they don't have the right leadership.
Yep.
And maybe they're just plain lazy and incompetent.
Or they've just decided they don't want to, people change in their lives, don't they? I mean, they change. They used to be performers, now they're not. Why? Maybe they've got a substance problem. Maybe they've got a family problem. And you know, you need to find out what it is to make sure that if you have to do something, you've done it for the right reasons.
Absolutely. I believe in going the extra mile to help an individual do their job well.
Mm-hmm.
But once you've exhausted that, then it's time to make a change. And you know what? If someone's not performing well in a job and they're unhappy there, there's probably a better place for them in the world.
Yep.
And you really owe it to them to help them find that place.
And sometimes people need a kick in the pants, don't they?
That's exactly right.
I've seen it happen many times. You have too.
Yep.
They just said, they looked around and they said, you know what? I didn't realize where I had gotten myself to.
Yep, absolutely.
And you know, folks, one of the things, Steve, that I've learned recently well, I'll tell you what, there's the music. We'll do that when we come back. When we come back, folks, Steve and I are going to talk about this thing called intellectual property and why it's so critical to your business and why that makes having the right people working for you even more important. And that's coming up right after these messages. It's 10 Till. Stay with us. We're back. 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Steve Martin is our guest. Steve, give us your website one more time, please.
Jim, it's worldwideweb.profitpro.us.
Profitpro.us. And folks, it's an outstanding website. There's a lot of good information there that Steve makes available for free. And I certainly encourage you to check out his book, Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization. I can think of no time that would be better for you to own that book and learn about how to improve the profit in your business. Because, Steve, as you know very well, you know this better than any of us, the profits of the future are not going to be made by the truckloads. They're going to be made picking and selecting little bitty opportunities here and there. We've got to approach our profitability from every aspect of our business, of our operating business. We've got to find efficiencies in many, many different places, not just in the pure gross margin part of our statement, because we don't have any pricing power anymore. We can't drive that gross profit enough to be profitable, can we?
No, you can't, Jim. You really have to wring it out of every element of your business, as you've discussed. That's why we're talking about people, because they're the ones that spend the money and make the money.
That's right.
And if you have people that aren't performing up to their full potential, then you're missing out on something, really. You're wasting a resource.
Steve, Steve, one thing I was about to say as we went to the break that I learned a couple of months ago that I had not thought about. I mean, it made perfect sense to me. The instant I heard it, it made sense to me. I knew that it was right, but I had not thought about these numbers. Someone told me in during Small Business Week when I was interviewing some of my technology folks that it's been now determined that about 20 years ago, most corporations, most businesses had of their assets, about 70% were hard assets, trucks and inventory and things like that. And about 30% of the value of their business, their assets, was intellectual property. But in the 21st century, those numbers have completely reversed. It's now 30% hard and 70% intellectual property. And you know, Steve, every business is going to be a little different on that scale, but I believe those ratios are true. And that means that the patents, the systems, the protocols, the procedures, the forms, the practices that we have, all that's intellectual property, and we put that in the heads of our employees, don't we?
Absolutely, Jim. They're the ones who create it. They're the ones who manage it. They're the ones who create the value from it.
The hard assets are on your shelves or are on the wheels. Or you're sitting at one of them, like your desk, but the soft assets, the intellectual property, those are sitting in the heads of your employees. And if you've got the wrong employees, they're lying fallow. And if they're good employees, and they leave you, then they take that with them, don't they?
They sure do, Jim. And if they're just disaffected by something that's going on around them, they may be running at only 75% capacity. Might
right.
be doing a good job for you. But they're missing out on that last 25%, which is
mm-hmm.
where real profit margin and satisfaction for that employee really lie.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And one of the things, though, that you really focus on in your system is making sure that you talk to these people, these employees, annually, at least annually. You sit them down and have at least one time a year, face-to-face, all by just the two of you, discussion about how they're doing.
Absolutely, Jim. You really have to understand what's on their mind, what they need to get their jobs done properly, what their issues are, what their opportunities are, and what you can do for them as well as what they can do for you. You know, it's more than just the old annual review where you come in and slap somebody's knuckles for what they haven't done right.
Mm-hmm.
It really should be a positive situation for people, positive experience, where they can know that they're being listened to and appreciated.
Steve, I wonder...
In the end, Jim, what we all want as individuals is to be understood and appreciated for who we are.
Absolutely, and that's how you keep good people, is by doing what Steve just said. Folks, as we wrap up this hour, and it's before Steve goes, I want to say this. Steve, in a week and a half, we're going to start celebrating our seventh year on the air. Our sixth anniversary is coming up in about a week and a half, and folks... One of the people who's been a steadfast supporter of me online and offline, and for which I will always be grateful, is the support of Steve Martin. Steve, I want to thank you for what you've meant to our organization.
Jim, you're very welcome. And, Jim, we have to thank you for all the good that you're doing for small business folks out there.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, give us the website one more time, Steve.
ProfitPro.us.
Check that out, folks. It's a good one. Bookmark it. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and this program really is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.